Could a cryptocurrency or token be both a security and a commodity? And the answer is yes. There have been public statements by the staffs that's cool with them, and so they're reserving on that fight about who really has oversight. They're both willing to sort of lean in and say, well, at least one of us has jurisdiction over this thing, okay? So that's just something worth noting. And again, remember, I want to make sure I'm clear. Can a cryptocurrency, so I've told you that I think that for equity tokens, I'll be blunt, for an equity token, you may very likely fail the Howey test and have a security, because it would be an investment contract under federal securities law due to the Supreme Court's decision in Howey and the test it laid out for what's an investment contract. But can a cryptocurrency be a security? And the answer is maybe. Some cryptocurrencies may be securities. Many of them will not be. Many of them, though, may be commodities under federal commodities law. So here's the key guidance, DAO token. There's the reference and the citation to Howey. So you've got that. Now look at that last bullet. So my last article, which is, if a crypto tree falls in a digital forest, can it give rise to tax evasion? That was published last week, Monday, in Tax Notes. So one of the things I point out to people is, just because something is an investment contract under Howey doesn't make it a stock for purposes of subchapter C of the Internal Revenue Code. And particular parts of subchapter C. So if you spent any time doing any corporate mergers or reorganizations of any kind, there's the continuity of interest test, the continuity of shareholder interest. How do you establish those things? If you go back, 30 or 40 years, you've got that whole history about whether stock rights were stock for purposes of those rules. So be very careful what you start assuming merely because an ICO token is considered an investment contract. So let me just frame that. So here again is some useful information. I really look at this as background. Here's the commodity classification. Do you see My Bitcoin? They picked the name My Bitcoin because it sounded like Bitcoin. That was part of the scam. They picked a name that was very similar to how Bitcoin would be pronounced to get people to invest in it. And again, this really shows you sort of the thinking on why a cryptocurrency might be considered a commodity. And again, here's just a sort of a classic listing of some additional materials that if you're in this space, you may find helpful as you look at it. Now, my favorite subject, tax. So we're going to spend the rest of our time together talking about some of the tax issues. So I remember vividly discussions at conferences similar to this about what cryptocurrency and virtual currencies were for tax purposes. And the IRS put out a notice in response to those questions because people said, isn't this like currency? Should there be no gain or loss when there's a transaction involving it? Shouldn't it just be like currency? And so what the IRS did is they went into their laboratory and they came out with this notice. That's notice 2014-21. We will explore key aspects of notice 2014-21 in a minute. That's the only substantive guidance the IRS has issued on what cryptocurrency is. So we're going to look at that in detail. Importantly, in March of this year, the IRS put out a notice saying, make sure you pay your taxes on any cryptocurrency gains. And we'll explain more why they did that. The key element of the notice is that third bullet. The IRS concluded that cryptocurrencies would be taxed as property. So you have gains and losses, and gains are taxed as you know, depending upon whether you're holding it as a capital asset or not, or as a business asset, it'll either be ordinary or capital. And they were very explicit in the notice that there's going to be some information reporting. So if I've got my little miner's hat on, I'm mining cryptocurrency, but I work for Joe, then I have to get a W-2 from Joe for that work. If I do it as an independent contractor and it's more than $600, he has to send me a 1099 miscellaneous. The notice is explicit on that. And it's very clear in the notice that if you don't do those things, you're going to have withholding taxes. You're going to have employment-related taxes that you're liable for. You could have backup withholding taxes. You could have penalties for not getting your W-9. So it's really important.